Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Extraterrestrial Reality. Today's message is this: do not fear the extraterrestrial presence. There's absolutely nothing you could do about it anyway, so you might as well just learn how to live with it. And I say this to all people out there, the skeptics and the people who know that there's something going on, as well as the people who are on the fence with regard to this. There is something here, whether it's extraterrestrial or some non-human intelligence that's been here all the time. I don't know. I think it's extraterrestrial, but whatever the case, we have to learn to live with it. And also, I like to say to the secrecy groups out there, the Majestic 12s of the world, I mean, that's the message that you need to relay to the public when you finally do step up to a podium and tell everyone what's been going on here. Of course, you know, people for a long time, since at least the 1940s, government officials from different countries have been afraid of what UFOs might pose, what kind of threat they might pose. But even more so, a lot of them were very concerned that when people learned about them, that they might lead to panic and hysteria. That's where we're going to start here today. There was actually before Roswell, before 1947, there were people seeing UFOs. Of course, there was the Swedish ghost rockets from 1946. But also during World War II, there were Foo Fighters. A lot of pilots, World War II pilots had witnessed. But also, it seems that there were other encounters, too. And there was some information that was made public back in 2010 that showed that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill, was very concerned about a UFO sighting that happened during World War II. And actually, he had a private meeting with then-General Dwight Eisenhower, before Eisenhower became president in the 1950s. And they talked about this, and they decided that we're not going to tell the public about this because we don't know what it is, and it might lead to mass panic, among other things. But anyway, here was an article that appeared in the Express from the UK. I'm just going to read some segments from it here. It says... there were some releases back in 2010 of some documents related to UFOs. And it says here, perhaps the most salient release came in 2010 when Churchill's name cropped up for the first time, revealing that he had put a 50-year embargo on reporting on a bizarre UFO incident that occurred just off the east coast of England. His reason was simple: flood the press with such stories and public hysteria will follow. The files show that he gave the order during a secret meeting with General Dwight Eisenhower. It's unclear where the meeting happened or who else was present, but we do know the source of the revelation. It says here, a scientist whose grandfather was one of Churchill's bodyguards confirmed the story after the files were released. Nick Pope, who used to investigate UFO sightings for the Ministry of Defense, told the BBC the reason for the ban apparently was because Churchill believed it would cause mass panic and it would shatter people's religious views. The story goes that while pilots were flying over the eastern stretch of the English coast, they were approached by a metallic UFO which for a time shadowed their movements. They took many images of the craft, which they described as hovering noiselessly. During Churchill and Eisenhower's meeting, weapons experts are said to have rejected any notion that the UFO was a missile, as that would have been totally beyond any imagined capabilities of the time. A scientist whose details in the declassified files are redacted wrote, "There was a general inability for either side to match a plausible account to these observations, and this caused a high degree of concern." Mr. Churchill is reported to have made a declaration to the effect of the following: "This event should be immediately classified since it would create mass panic among the general population and destroy one's belief in the church." And that was what, you know, Mr. Nick Pope was talking about. Well, I just want to, I'll leave the link for the article so you could check it out. But what I think here is that you could see how when UFOs started first appearing, people would be concerned. So obviously something was going on during World War II. And obviously, if this is true, then that means Churchill was believing that these things were interplanetary at that time. Because why would you be concerned about destroying one's belief in the church if you didn't think it was interplanetary? But you could understand why government officials back in the 40s, 50s, early 50s would not want to tell the public about this, because they have no control over it. There's no control over it. But I understand that then. I don't understand it now. I think that the world is ready for it. And that's why I think disclosure should have happened a long time ago, actually. I think it should have happened in the 50s, in the early to mid-50s by that point. The world should have been brought in on this. And rather than playing these games for decade after decade after decade after decade, which is what's going on here, then people who are completely unaware of this phenomena or have never even thought about it before, all of a sudden, some people, obviously over the years, they're faced with something that they never saw coming, because no one ever told them that it was true, that there actually is some sort of a non-human presence here. But you could understand where Churchill was coming from at the time. I mean, yeah, wow, we can't tell the public this. There would be hysteria. And if they're from another world, then yeah, what's that going to do to the churches of the world, the religion? That's going to have a major effect. I don't think that that's there's going to be some people are going to be very upset when they learn about this, and it's going to rock some religions. But I believe at this point, the main reason for this cover up, for this decades long cover up, is because of the reverse engineering possibilities that these recovered craft represent. That's the reason for it. But here's the thing. I think that the message that, at some point here, the secrecy groups, right, the majestic 12s of the world, right, from the different, I'm certain that a lot of countries have their own little groups that are controlling the narrative on this subject, including the UK, of course, the United States. And I think it's when it's time for them to finally tell the world what the truth of the situation, they're not going to have all the answers. There's no way that they could, but they're going to know some things more than people like us, people who are interested in the subject know. They could share some of that information, but I think the bottom line is that you just got to explain to people, is like, hey, it's just like anything else. It's like the weather. You can't control it. They're here. You've been living with this reality your whole life. You didn't even know it. So there's nothing to worry about. And you just take it from there. I think you have to come out. And when the disclosure finally does happen, you just got to, lay it out. The people from these secrecy groups, when they finally get the gonads to step up and tell the truth finally, then they got to just, calm people down in telling that truth. Because look, we've been living with it. I know that they're here. I lived with it my whole life since I was a little kid. I mean, well, I didn't know what it was at the time. It took me 10 years to figure it out because the government was keeping it a secret. But still, people live with this their whole lives, and it's, they're functioning, right? It's not a big deal. The world will get on. It's going to be okay. And meanwhile, these governments that have recovered craft can continue their reverse engineering programs unhindered. Nothing's going to stop that. You just come out and you tell the world the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. And the world will deal with it. There'll be some little friction at first, but over time, they'll get used to it. Again, there's nothing we can do about it. It's beyond our control. Anyway, I actually put a little list together that I want to talk about here. And actually, the things that the beings, this is with regard to the alien presence and the things that they really haven't done to the human race at this point, and things that they are doing that, in a way, actually, thank God. And okay, we're going to start with number one here. The beings have the decency to conk human targets out during abduction events. Yeah, I mean, people get abducted. Some people don't even know it. Right, at all, their whole lives. I believe that. I believe that there's some people who have been abducted by aliens and they have no inkling of this. They have no memory. They didn't even realize that they're missing time. Unfortunately, I believe that some people, they do remember things, and that's when they end up going to a psychiatrist and eventually get hypnotized, and then they remember all of it. But it could be a lot worse. I mean, all of these cases that have been investigated over the years, what if the aliens didn't have that decency, right? What if they just said, we don't care what these things think of us, these humans. We'll just abduct them. We're not going to conk them out. We're not going to make them forget about it. We're not going to give them missing time. We're just going to abduct them and let them, and then send them back home, and we don't care what happens. They at least have the decency to do that. You have to look at the bright side, folks. There is a bright side. Of course, it's not right. I don't agree with this, but I mean, basically, we're getting treated like animals. I mean, when you really think about it. I mean, it's no different than what we do when we're tagging wildlife, for instance. I mean, there's all different ways that we go out and we are our scientists or researchers are trying to do some experiments or trying to do some research with regard to wildlife, and they go out there and they'll shoot them with the tranquilizer dart or some other means that conk them out, and then they'll put an implant in them, they'll put a tag their ear, put a collar on them, whatever, but they have to conk them out first before they do that stuff. I think that's the same thing that's happening here with these alien abductions, and they abduct people, they take out, they're doing this reproductive experiments on us for who knows what, hybridization program, some people say, maybe, whatever the case, they're abducting people for reasons not exactly clear, but it's happening, and it's out of our control. They're going to do it no matter what, and there's nothing anybody could do about it. And for some people, they're putting in implants in them too. We'll talk about that a little bit later here. But yeah, at least they have the decency to knock us out. I mean, in my case where I was a kid, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether I was abducted or not, but I know that there was an alien being in the room. And then I got conked out. And I know that everyone else in the house was completely conked out. And nobody knew what happened. So I guess it was good that nobody else in the house remembered this. You know, unfortunately for me, I did. And I knew that there was something there. But that's what they do. They conk you out. At least they have the decency to do that.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, number two. For the most part, the beings have stayed away from Independence Day-style demonstrations. It's probably a good thing that we're not having Phoenix Lights incidents every other day, right? I mean, I think that would cause panic. I mean, if there's giant spaceships hovering over major cities on a regular basis all the time, like Phoenix Lights, the Stephenville, Texas incident, the Farmington, New Mexico incident from 1950, where, you know, many residents saw multiple flying saucers flying around over multiple days. I mean, if you had that kind of activity happening on a regular basis where hundreds, thousands of people are seeing things on giant ships, there's going to be people going to get a little bit antsy about that. So at least they have the decency not to do those kind of things. So we got to look at the bright side here. Again, and it's all out of our control anyway, so we have to look at the bright side, right? Number three, most people are apparently completely oblivious to alien devices implanted into their bodies. Yes, I think that there's a lot of people out there, of course. Dr. Roger Lear, the late Dr. Roger Lear, who was removing these strange objects from people who were, said they were abducted by aliens and they believed that they had implants in them. And then, lo and behold, there's strange objects that are found in them. Obviously, they didn't put those objects in there by themselves. These objects had properties which were unearthly. Unearthly, like Patient 17 in that documentary that Jeremy Corbell put together. That was, I mean, there you see it right there. So, but I think there's a lot of people out there who have no idea that there are implants in them. But what are they using them for? They're obviously probably similar purposes to how we use them on animals. Or I think it's to track us down when they're looking for us. I mean, you know, they might put an implant in you and then, you know, you move 2,000 miles away and they're looking for you because they want to, take some cells and DNA from you for some hybridization program. And all of a sudden you move from Pennsylvania to Hawaii. So they got to, track you down. And the only way to do that is if you had an implant in you. So that's why they do it. I mean, we're getting treated like animals, but hey, it's beyond our control. So there's nothing to worry about, right? Number four, humans who surprise alien beings doing work in the field, such as gathering soil samples, are usually subjected to paralysis rays rather than death rays. Yeah, this is an interesting, a lot of different cases that I've you see in the literature where somebody comes upon a being, you know, inadvertently, they didn't know, like they, and next thing you know, they're getting paralyzed and they're frozen in place and they can't move. At least they're just getting paralyzed rather than getting killed, right? For instance, the 1965 Valensole UFO encounter, which I talked about on the show before. Here's an article from HowStuffWorks.com. It says here, farmer Maurice Massé was smoking a cigarette just before starting work at 5:45 a.m. on July 1st, 1965, when an object came out of the sky and landed in a lavender field 200 feet away. Annoyed and assuming that a helicopter had made an unauthorized landing, he walked toward it. However, he soon saw it was no helicopter, but an oval-shaped structure resting on four legs. In front of it stood two figures, not quite 4 feet tall, dressed in tight gray-green clothes. Their heads were oversized and with sharp chins. Their eyes were large and slanted, and they were making a grumbling noise. One of the beings pointed a pencil-like device at Massé, paralyzing him in his tracks. The figures entered the UFO and flew away, and the witness needed 20 minutes to recover his mobility. In its wake, the object left a deep hole in a moist area that soon hardened like concrete. Plants in the vicinity decayed, and analysis found a higher amount of calcium at the landing site than elsewhere. Well, as you could see, in that case there, they didn't kill the guy. I mean, I think he surprised them, apparently. They didn't know he was, this guy was out there smoking cigarettes and about to go walking in the field and investigate them landing there. And they, what are they going to do? I mean, to him, to them, he's this guy. This is a wild animal. That's like a, that's like to a wild boar coming, approaching a human being. So that, what are they going to do? If it was a human being, they might pull out a gun and just kill it, right? At least they didn't do that, right? They just paralyzed him, got back in their ship and got out of there quick. So you gotta, again, you gotta look at the bright side. You just gotta, it's just like the weather. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a reality that we're all living in, whether you want to believe it or not, but it is true. There's something here, no matter what you think. And then finally, number five, here's one other benefit, or I should say, yeah, benefit. I don't know what else to call it. If some of the extraterrestrial beings are engaged in a program to colonize the planet, at least the process is slow moving enough that humans don't seem to notice it. Yeah, think about it. Say David Jacobs is correct. Of course, David Jacobs has hypnotized over 1,000 different alien abductees, and he's come to the conclusion that there's a hybridization program and that there's beings among us right now. We wouldn't be able to tell them apart from other people, from regular people. There's nothing we can do about it. They're here, and what are you going to do? If it's true, I don't know if it is or not, but that's his conclusion. He's the one who studied it. I didn't. And nobody else, none of these debunkers or skeptics studied it. There's nothing you could do about it. So, at least we're not really can't tell. Maybe it's a slow process. Maybe it takes 100,000 years and we don't even notice it. Maybe that's what's been going on the whole time. Maybe we started off as like Bigfoot creatures and now we're at this is the advanced stage where we're at now. Who knows? I don't know. But again, there's nothing we can do about it, so there's no reason to be afraid. We talk about all the time, the evidence actually clearly shows that there is a presence here and that we're not alone. And despite what debunkers will tell you, and skeptics, the ones who follow the debunkers, there's something here. And there's the people that are telling you these things, the people who experience these things, they know. And they're like me. They in the back of their head, they realize every time they hear somebody saying, "Oh, there's no evidence. Well, there is evidence, though. There's physical trace evidence. There's the implants like Roger Lear took out. There's all the video. There's all the film. There's all the pictures, photographs. I mean, there's just so much evidence at this point. There's, you know, it's just the multiple witness events. I mean, it's just outrageous right now that we're still playing this game of pretend, this land of make-believe where there's like more than half the planet doesn't believe in or has not accepted this reality yet. And that's basically more on the shoulders of the government, the ones that are controlling this narrative for so long. It's time to come clean and tell everyone the truth already, because It's absurd at this point. And there's nothing to worry about, really. It's out of our, and it's all beyond our control. It's beyond the control of the military. How could, the military can't control the weather. They can't control what the sharks are doing in the ocean for the most part, right? Well, I mean, what are we worried about here? It's okay. There's alien beings coming here. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, or even if you're in the right place at the right time, it doesn't matter. If they want to come and get you, if they want to do something to you, they're going to do it. For the most part, you know, and they, at least they have the decency to make you not remember it, or they're at least trying, right? Some people do no matter what, but so what? They're still trying. There's nothing to worry about. We just move on. Everyone just deals with it just like everything else. You know, catastrophes, earthquakes, that's out of our control. Earthquakes, we can't control that. I mean, what are we going to do? Same thing with this. You can't control it. It's not a big deal. That's how you present it. You come out and you just say, there's nothing you can do about it. Don't worry about it. Just live your life like you were living it before. It doesn't really matter. That's how they could come out and, you know, present this. You know, come out calm, you know, laugh about it a little bit. You know, don't be uneasy or stiff. You just come out nice and easy and you lay it out there for the whole world. And then you move on. That's how it is, because it is real, despite, well, again, whatever people who are telling you it's not real, they don't know. Either they don't know or they're deliberately lying or they're afraid to accept this. But it is real. It's time to move on from this. Anyway, I just want to move on. One more thing quick. I just want to go through the Spotify poll from yesterday for the episode. ETs are concerned with humans' rapidly developing technology, says former NASA engineer. I asked this question. Do you believe extraterrestrials possess the technology to move through walls? There's 30 votes so far. 4 people, or 13.3%, say no, while 26 people, or 86.7%, say yes. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who have claimed to have seen extraterrestrials walk right through walls. They apparently have this ability. And like I was talking about yesterday, there was the engineer the former NASA engineer, electronics engineer, he believes that it could be you know, the same kind of technology that they use to move through space, that could warp space and time and could warp it enough to walk, to be able to move right through a wall. You've heard many different people who said they were abducted by aliens. They said they actually moved through ceilings, moved through a wall. The aliens walk through a wall. Sometimes they walk out of a closet. I mean, obviously they have technology that exceeds anything that we could possibly dream of at this point. I think at some point we'll figure these things out too, if we don't destroy ourselves. But yeah, I think it's possible. I'd still wonder how those things, how, at least I know there was one in my room when I was a kid. I think it probably came through the wall. Anyway, I just want to say one more time, there's not much we can do about the presence, whatever it is, extraterrestrial, non-human intelligence, whatever. I think it's extraterrestrial, but there's not much we can do about it. And don't worry about it. It should be no concern because it's out of our control. And the secret control groups might as well just go with that when they finally tell the world the truth. That probably would be the best way to handle it. Just say you don't know much about it. There's not much you can do about it anyway. And hey, it doesn't look like they're just studying us. Say something like that. That should work. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining me. Until next time.